Hey guys, this is Nick Chicane and you are listening to Ribble FM.
Join us on a journey from the beach to the dance floor. Chicane presents Sunsets.
Welcome back to my studio by the sea for the 533rd episode of Sunsets with me, Nick Chicane. It's been a rather lovely week in the UK, but actually it's been a bit blowy and a bit chilly at times. But it's spring, none of that horrible, dark, wet, soggy rubbish. So sunshine and blue skies. I've actually spent most of the week recovering from an amazing show at the Festival Hall last Saturday. In fact, I'm still tired. Such was the commitment to that project. Where do I start talking about that show? I mean, crikey. The capacity for things to go wrong in that show was large. Technically, it was challenging, from things my end to the orchestra to DJing with the orchestra, which is quite interesting because they had to kind of follow what I was doing. And if you were classically trained, you'll know that you count bars, and they had to watch me for when to come in and all that kind of thing. But it was a really, really emotive show right from the outset. I could tell this was a bit different, this show. And I remember looking out from the wings and looking up, because the festival hall is steeply raked, and I could look up into the gods and see all of you sitting there. I mean, the festival hall holds just under 3,000 people or something, and it was quite intimidating. You know, I've played much, much bigger shows in club world, where everyone's dancing up and down, but because you're all kind of sat down, it was a bit like I was under the microscope, and I can be a little bit dodgy with playing live. I'm brilliant in the studio when I can I can put the wrong notes right. So but it was blimey, you know, it's really hard to know what to say. I read some of your comments, which there was a lot of them, you know, and there was such a lot of love for what we did, and it was really, really, I was so touched and so pleased we managed to do it. You know, I don't know, I'm not sure exactly why it's taken so long to actually eventually do this project, but as you know, it was planned to be a one-off moment, and we deliberately, if anyone's asking, we deliberately didn't record this show. And the reason we didn't record this show is that we wanted it to be a special moment for everyone to savour, and you had to be there. And on that subject, that was kind of how it felt to me, that I was so grateful, and I was really moved and touched by everybody that was there, because you heard me bleat on about how streaming's ruining the business, which it is, and without you guys turning up and seeing the whites of your eyes and your bums on the seats and all that malarkey, without that, you know, I'm going to pack up probably and call it a day. But you came out, we sold the show out, and I'd like to think we played our hearts out. It was truly, truly possibly one of the greatest shows I've ever done, if not the best show. So I'm going to play a few things from that, this, not the recordings, but I'm going to play you the tracks that we played on the show this week. We're going to think about whether we can ever do it again. You know, we may well think about trying Behind the Sun. A lot of you have asked me whether I could do Behind the Sun Symphonic next, that'd be exciting. It'd be really nice to maybe do it somewhere else around the world. I don't know. But all I can say is thank you very, very much if you came. It touched me, and I think it touched a lot of people. It was a very, very special evening. Right, anyway, listen, back to this week's show. For the next 60 minutes, we're going to unplug from the rest of the world. Turn your phone off. Don't check social media. Forget about everything going on in your life. Take a bit of time out for some emotive, eclectic electronic music. We've got, well, there was a bit of new stuff, and I've decided to put, obviously, like I said earlier, some of the stuff from the show in this week's show. But we've got some stuff from Bon Iver, Clare, Axwell, Mark Ettison, and Crystal Figures, along with Handful for myself, and a soundtrack selection chosen by one of you lot that came to the show. Well, we're going to start off with the track that we started the show with. This is early. This is the Evolution Symphonic Mix. Please enjoy.
is Sunsets. 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 Sunsets.
For the brilliant Bon Iver, and it was called If Only I Could Wait, and it features Daniel Haim from the band Haim on vocals. And before that was a couple of the symphonic versions from the Far From the Maddening Crowds album, Sunstroke and Early. Guys, welcome to Sunsets. If you've never heard the show before, it's a little bit different than most radio programs. For starters, it's got me mispronouncing everyone's name and cocking it all up. You never quite know what you're going to hear next. I'll do my best to take you on a virtual journey from the sound of the lazy afternoon on the beach to the middle of the dance floor. But one thing we do always do is the soundtrack selection. 5 minutes of the show where we play a message and a track choice from one of our Sunsets family that has left a message on the voicemail over the last few days. Right, this week is the turn of a regular Sunsets listener, Caroline in Leeds, who I met at the Royal Festival Hall last weekend. Take it away, Caroline.
Hi, Nick. This is Caroline from Leeds. I'm calling the morning after your absolutely incredible, wonderful symphonic show at the Royal Festival Hall in London on Saturday night. It was absolutely brilliant and so, so special. I can only imagine the amount of work and the intricacies of planning and rehearsals and everything that went into it, putting that show together. It was completely wonderful. The crowd was absolutely loving it, as I'm sure you could tell. And so I just wanted to say thank you for that. And thank you also for signing my raving fan at the end of the show. Your words were that you could see it flapping about in the crowd with its pink neon lights. So I'm sorry about that, and if it distracted anyone and ruined the ambience, I'm sorry. But we all seem to be having an absolutely great time, so I couldn't resist getting into the rave with that. It's brilliant that you've signed it, so thank you. I've called into the show a number of times over the years, and you've played quite a lot of my suggestions. I'm actually going to suggest today something that I've suggested before, and you played a couple of years ago, which is Poppy Poller by Sigur Rós from the BBC Planet Earth series. I know I've suggested you played it before, but I just feel like after you dropped Poppy Poller last night and the crowd went completely wild, it was one of the best moments for me of last night. I just feel like I had to suggest it again, and hope that you will play Poppy Poller by Sigur Rós as a kind of a fitting end to an incredible show. It was wonderful, and thank you so much again for putting it on, and really hope that you will do it again sometime. Thanks, Nick. Bye.
Chicane Sunset. Get yourself on the show by calling +44 800 776 5112.
I played that a few times before. I think I like the title to this record. It's called Two Time, and it's by the 1975, who are very good. We also heard American singer, songwriter, producer, multi-instrumentalist Michael Gordon, professionally known as MKG, with Rockman, which came out last year, which has a very much Police overtone to it. I like that. Before that, we heard this week's sound selection, which was, of course, Sia Ross, Hoppy Polla, which was from the BBC Planet Earth series chosen by Caroline and Leeds. And we all know that I took that record, turned it upside down and called it Poppy Holler. So thank you very much to Caroline for her lovely message and for coming to the show in London on last Saturday. It's always nice to meet the Sunsets people in person. And if you've got a soundtrack that you think we'd all like to hear and get involved, leave me a message on the voicemail line. The number to call, as usual, yeah, first cock up of the day. The number to call is +44 800 7765 112. Most important thing is to remember that it doesn't matter if you make a mistake. Oh dear, I'm starting to lose it. Right, something brand new now. Swedish melodic house maestro Klur alongside Laity, and it's called Impossible, and it's out this week on the Colourwise label.
If I should die this very moment, I wouldn't fear. I've never known completeness like being here. Wrapped in the warmth of you, loving every breath of you. Still my heart this moment, or it might burn.
Okay, so you just heard Epilogue. Now, reason I'm playing that is that that is out on pre-order this week, along with Watching Over Me, which are part of the beatless versions of Trampolines. There's so much been going on. I completely forgot to mention that that's going really well. In fact, we've got three tracks in the top 10 on the Beatport chart. Sleep This Year is number one. Disco Citizens Freefall is number four. Disco Citizens Freefall is number seven in Beatport's Down Tempo chart. I thought we'd give Epilogue a spin, one of the favourite tracks from that, guys. And I also played you Gorecki, which we played also on Saturday night. That sounded immense with the orchestra playing alongside. Originally by Lamb, of course, and I covered it. Now, in terms of news this week, there was the usual madness of Miami Music Week, with a lot of big EDM producers throwing crazy parties, doing weird stunts. I did see a video of one DJ getting his head shaved while he was playing the main stage of Ultra Festival. I mean, I also watched some parts of sets, and I'm going to be a little outspoken as usual. I don't quite understand when it comes to playing these big festivals why certain DJs feel the need to play absolute dreadful drivel. There were some terrible records being played. I don't know, really. More buffoonery, really. More performance art than the music. I don't really know what to say. And a lot of these guys are turning up with pre-recorded sets so they can sync it all together with the visuals. And that's always the giveaway, guys. You know, when the visuals are bang in time with everything that's happening, the DJ's playing, you know that's a pre-recorded set. It's not what I do. It's never about what we are. I don't really understand all that. So, and actually, I saw it was half underwater Ultra as well several times. But moving on, there was also some rather idiotic April Fools this week. US house producer MK told fans he was releasing a cookbook, and the Ministry of Sound announced a recent alleged break in an illegal rave that I believe we reported on the news a week or so ago was actually an April Fool's publicity stunt. Apparently, the incident was staged as part of a marketing campaign with Lab 54, a pop-up event series who'll be throwing parties in the toilets of this nightclub. Can you have an event in the toilet of a nightclub? I don't know, really. How very strange. Some nice progressive trance now from last year. Sweden's Maritime production team, along with 19-year-old British singer Evie Palmer. This is called Sky Falls Down.
There's a light that shines ahead. There's a hope that's coming. Don't look back, just hold your breath.
Don't look back, just close your eyes.
Rocking back classic, one third of the Swedish House Mafia there when he was still doing his solo stuff. That was Axwell with the Center of the Universe, and it features another Swede on vocals, Magnus Carlsson from the band Weeping Willows. Before that was something we played a couple of weeks ago. I thought it deserved another spin. Mark Ettersson, Echoes and Bluebird Wood, featuring After Eden with Home Is Here, and that's a ridiculously long title. It's pretty much all we got time for this week from me, people. If you're listening on the radio, you can always download the show free from your favourite podcast app. Just search for Chicane Sunsets, press the subscribe button, and feel free to share the show with your friends. Post up a link to people who might be able to hear something a bit different each week. All the previous episodes are all available on Mixcloud 2. I'm going to leave you this from Crystal Fighters. It's called Good Girls, and this is the TJH 87 remix. See you next week.